Staff from a recovery center located in Esket, also known as Alkali Lake, are spreading the word about the facility. A presentation at the April 16 Williams Lake Regular City Council meeting educated council on the Letwilk Ren Samek Recovery Center and how it supports clients on their path to recovery. Lori Brown, Letwilk Manager, and Judy Ventry, SKTMC Health Director, both spoke on the facility, which has been in operation since 2018. Brown manages the 5-bedroom center and the staff, all there to support people after intensive treatment, detox or relapse from drugs or alcohol, and clients can stay for up to 6 months at the facility as they get back on their feet. She gave a short presentation about how the center operates and said it is funded by Interior Health and the First Nations Health Authority. Anyone can access the facility if there is space. It is not limited to Indigenous clients, and Interior Health can hold clients for the detox period of their recovery. Brown said the programs are built around the needs of the individuals to best support them. "There is help out there, there is funding, and there's ways to get them in there," said Brown. She said Nen Kai Ni Wellness Center is the nearest treatment center in the area, located just north of Williams Lake. Brown also showed a brief video on the center. The facility was not full, with one bed available when Brown was presenting to council, and she said she actively goes out in the community to talk to people and to try and let people know it is available for people to access. "I listened to the last meeting about resources being needed, and I felt that it was important to reach out as this resource for recovery is here and I would like the community to know about it," said Brown. Council was happy to receive the presentation and information on the recovery house and discussed ways to help share out the information with the community and service providers, including offering to put the video she shared on the city website. Read more: Williams Lake City Council spills tea on tough decision. Don't miss out on reading the latest local, provincial, and national news offered at the Williams Lake Tribune. Sign up for our free newsletter here.